Hello and welcome to the first ever Parker podcast, where you can find the latest news, campus happenings, and admissions information. I'm Kate Clark, Parker Senior. This week's news kicks off with our varsity football team. They've had a stellar start to the season, with an impeccable 6-0 record so far. We're looking forward to our next big home match against Army-Navy Academy on Friday, October 5th. We'll also be honoring our senior varsity players and their families at the game. Go Lancers! In middle school news, our grade 6 students just embarked on the 6th grade camp, which took place at the Chaparral Ocean Science School program in Dana Point. During this 3-day adventure, students explore the Southern California ecosystems, as well as gaining skills in collaboration and teamwork. And last but not least, this week our senior kindergartners met their grade 12 buddy for the year, which was a blast. We got to meet our new friends at the Middle Upper campus, where we had lunch together, played games, and got to know each other. We can't wait for more chances to see them throughout the school year. That's it for news this week. Stay tuned for the next episode where we reveal our homecoming dance theme and location for 2018. Thanks for listening, and now here's our host, Ms. Renato, from the admissions team.
Hi everyone, my name is Courtney Renato. I am the Director of Marketing and member of our Parker admissions team. Thank you so much for listening to our very first Parker podcast. We're really excited to bring this new series to you. We're going to be sort of demystifying the admissions process over the course of the next couple of episodes, but we're also going to introduce you to members of the Parker community. We'll celebrate Parker's incredible 106-year history here in San Diego, and also give you the latest happenings and news on campus. Today, I have guests Monica Gallardo, Associate Director of Middle School Admissions.
Hello.
And Chris Sanders, Associate Director of Upper School Admissions.
Hi, everyone.
How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you.
Excited for a new admission season. It's the best time of the year.
It is the best time of the year. So today we're going to introduce you to a couple members of our team, and then we're going to talk about some of the upcoming admission events that you all can look forward to during the admission season. We'll give you some details on what to expect. So first let's have Monica, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello again, I'm Monica Gallardo and I'm the Associate Director of Middle School Admissions. I've been at Parker for 12 years. I was originally hired as a Spanish teacher and spent 6 years in the classroom. 6 years ago, I transferred into the admissions office while still teaching a few classes. I also have 4 sons. Three of them have graduated from Parker, and one's a junior this year. And the 3 oldest ones applied to Parker when they were entering middle school. So I do know a little bit about the admissions process. My favorite aspect about Parker, because I think that's the next question you might ask, hands down, is the students. The students are actually what keeps me coming back. And there's not a single day that they don't make me smile.
That's really nice.
I look forward to meeting you.
And Chris, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
So once again, my name's Chris, and this is the start of my second year at Parker. I've always known about this great institution, as I am a San Diego native. One of the things that brought me to this school was that Parker places a premium on recognizing potential in every student. And so for me, I think one cannot figure out that potential unless they're given an abundance of opportunities. And I love that Parker provides that in the arts, athletics, and obviously the classroom as well, so that as students go out into the world, they're a little more confident in who they are and what they want, which, you know, is becoming more and more important as, things get more competitive in our interconnected world. So Parker does a great job of nurturing students, and I'm lucky to be around a group of people that think that's important.
Yeah, and on top of being on our admissions team, you also coach
girls lacrosse. I am the assistant girls lacrosse coach. I also work as an advisor. And so for me, it's hugely important to stay connected to the inside of the school. I think athletics are an important piece because they're formative in a lot of ways. You may not always be the best. You may not be feeling up to a challenge, but you have to rise to the occasion because you don't want to let your teammates down. And I'm proud to say that last year we reached the playoffs, which is a big step for Parker because lacrosse was sort of a new endeavor. But we're on the rise and we're ready to compete.
So we're going to talk about admission events. We have so many events that I think sometimes they could possibly get a little bit confusing. So we are going to demystify our upcoming admission events. And Monica, why don't you start us off? We have some prospective parent coffees coming up October through really December or January.
January would be the last one.
Yeah, so they're coming up here really fast. And what should parents expect from a middle school prospective parent coffee?
Prospective parent coffees for the middle school are the perfect opportunity for you if you want to get to know Parker a bit better without bringing your child on campus. These are parent-only events. You will hear from our middle school head, and he'll go about our philosophy in the middle school, our program. You will also hear about a current teacher and two of our students that can share their experience. There's also a tour at the end of the coffee in case you want to see the program. You have a chance to go into the classrooms. So it's almost like the most thorough and complete experience that you can get from Parker. That having said that, if you want to bring your child, then we would have another opportunity for your child to be here. But prospective parents coffee, I would strongly suggest them, like I said, if you want to be on campus and not bring your student.
And they're typically, for the middle school coffees, they're typically in the mornings, correct?
They're in the morning, particularly for the reason that you can go into the classrooms and see the classes in action. Also, like I said, you will meet a few of our students and Parker faculty.
Fantastic. And Chris, for the upper school, we do have a couple evening options for our upper school prospective parent coffees, correct?
Right, that's absolutely correct. We have three remaining evening coffees. They're actually all on Thursdays, I believe, but from 6 to 7 p.m. We know you're just coming from work, so obviously we'll offer you refreshments. But the key thing to know is the content essentially mirrors what Monica discussed with her middle school coffees. You will hear from student panelists, a faculty member, and as well as our administration. One thing that I'll point out that I really love about the upper school coffees is you hear a lot from our grade 9 dean. That grade level dean is really in charge of monitoring your child's academic and social performance as they adjust to the school. And so if you have any concerns about what it's like to transition into an independent school or what it's like to transition into a place where there may be more academic rigor, a lot of those questions can be answered by that grade 9 dean. And because your child's not there to hear those answers, you don't have to worry about them thinking, is Parker going to be too challenging for me? Or, is this something that they even want to pursue? I think you can kind of assess that on your own first and then figure out what other events to bring them to.
And also, I would like to add to that both Chris and I are always present at those coffees. So if you have questions about the admissions process in itself, from how hard is a test or any of that, that can be answered at that time as well.
Yeah. And I also have daytime coffees for the upper school as well, and those also include a tour afterwards as well.
Wonderful. And for our incoming lower school parents who are wondering about, are there lower school prospective parent coffees? There are. Unfortunately, our associate director of lower school admissions has a really lovely cold right now, so she couldn't be here today. But we also have junior kindergarten and separate senior kindergarten parent coffees that are offered. So if you go onto our website and look at our admissions calendar, we have all of the dates on our admissions calendar. And we'll also talk about this a little bit more at the end, but you can also RSVP by going to the website and opening up a Ravenna account, because that is where we do all of our admission process. So since Kelly isn't here, we'll also touch briefly on lower school does something a little bit different than middle and upper school by offering academic presentations. So the lower school academic presentations are set up similarly to the parent coffees, except that it's predominantly led by our head of lower school, Dr. Bob Gillingham, and our assistant head of lower school, Heather Gray. And what they do at those academic presentations is really do an in-depth look at the JK through 5 curriculum. So you'll get some scope and sequence topics for each of the core subjects and the specialist classes. And they'll be there to really answer any of your difficult curriculum questions. So that is also a great event to attend to. And so, Chris, we also have, we offer things like campus tours and visitor days. Can you give our listeners some info about what to expect from those?
Yes, absolutely. So far, we've focused on events that are parent-centric, but I think the most important person in this whole process is your child, and we want to get them on campus so that they can know what their Parker experience would be like. Essentially, my belief is a good sketch is worth more than a long speech. Seeing is believing, and a picture is worth more than 1,000 words. If you come onto our campus, you'll get to see teachers in action, students interacting with each other, and you'll just get a feel for the overall vibe of everything that a Parker education could offer. Upper school tours typically last about an hour, and before we start, I find out your child's interest and immediately launch into how Parker can satisfy or how Parker can help your child grow in those areas. Usually we will walk through one or two classes, the library as well, and oftentimes we'll go to athletics facilities if that is something that's of interest to your child. So by the time that it's all over, you will have seen the majority of the campus and an actual class or two in session.
And just adding to that, Chris, I think for the most part, what brings people to Parker at the end is our community. And you really get the sense and the feel of the school by coming to campus and experiencing it for yourself. It's something that we can write on our website, but at the end of the day, it comes to the feel once you're on campus.
The other opportunity we provide for students to visit campus is through the visitor's days. And we think, first, in order to come on one of these special days that we arrange for students, you have to actually be an applicant in the process. So in other words, you have to go from knowing that you're looking at Parker to being firmly committed to submitting an application. On each of these visit days, we give the student an opportunity to sit in several classes as well as have lunch with a current student. And so they get to hear answers to all of their questions and really gain more of the student perspective by being in the classroom solely with another child their age or 1 year above. For the upper school, there are 4 opportunities to do that. There's 1 day each month from October through January. Usually those start at 8:30 a.m. and they'll finish around 12:30 p.m. And so by spending a half day on campus with us, we hope your child will learn to see if they can envision themselves hopefully being with us as part of the school community one day.
Yeah, so the admission events are really for families to learn more about the school, to learn more about our programs, but they are not, people showing up to all the parent coffees are not going to affect or influence the final admissions decision.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's a good demystification. Because I think, you know, some families think they have to show up to everything and so that they show their face and show their family. And it's really, it's for the families. It's not necessarily for our admissions team.
The admissions team actually works for the families on your behalf.
Because we want to make sure it's the right fit for everyone.
Exactly.
And so we want to give families as much information as possible so that, you know, they're applying to the school that they really want to go to. So our last set of events during the fall/winter admission season is our open house. And I would say that our open houses are a little bit more of an informal event to get to come to the campus, bring the whole family. For the lower school, it's on December 1st this year, which is a Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes,
that is correct. They're both on Saturdays.
So they're both on Saturdays. And for the lower school, we'll have a parent panel that will answer some questions about curriculum or different parts of the program you may have. You'll have the chance to take your kids around the campus and meet some teachers. So it's just a really fun morning event. Lasts a couple hours. We'll send you home with some good materials about the school. So if, you know, for instance, if you're not necessarily ready to apply yet, maybe your child is, you know, only 2 or 3, not quite ready to come into the school yet, that's a great event just to come and take a glimpse of the campus and get to meet some of our Parker community. And then the middle and upper one has a lot of folks that come. It's a really fun day. Do you want to explain the middle and upper a little bit?
Sure. Middle and upper school open house this year is the following week, so Saturday, December 8th. And here on our Linda Vista campus, we have a large group of our faculty, all of our administrators, and essentially every program that we have on campus here to answer your questions and interact with you. There are quite a few chances for you to see our drama club perform a rehearsal, our jazz band to play, our pep band to play. Literally any program that you could think of that might interest you will be here or have some representative here to answer your questions. And so similar to what we talked about in the last segment, if you're concerned about making all of these events or thinking your time is scarce like most of ours is, then that Saturday opportunity is a way to meet multiple people in a short period of time.
And for the middle schoolers too, we try and make it fun for them as well. So we have them we give them a little passport book, and they get to get their stamps as they go and travel the campus and learn about the different buildings and programs. And there's just a lot of interaction available with our student ambassadors who will give your family a tour for the day. So absolutely, it's a really fun event, more informal than our other events. And definitely if you just want to get a sense of what the community is like, that's a wonderful one to attend. So you may be wondering, how do I RSVP to these events? Because we do ask that you RSVP. So if you go on our website on the admissions page, you'll see some various links that say RSVP to the events here. And that's going to take you to Ravenna. And Ravenna is our portal for all things admissions. So it is where you will sign up if you are just interested in taking tours. And it's also where you'll start your account for the entire application process. So it is all within the same place, but we do ask, regardless of whether or not you finish the application or not, that that's where you start off and that you start an account there. So just keep that in mind, that we do ask that you RSVP to these events. Are there any other important need to knows?
So I would just say, all in all, we know that it's daunting to start looking for the next episode or the next chapter in your child's life, and the admissions office hopes to do it as to make it as easy on you as we can. And it is exciting. We are aware that you have options, so it's exciting for us that you're looking at Parker as your next chapter for your child's life. So we really want to welcome you, and hopefully you enjoy the experience.
Yeah, I agree with all of that, and I would add that I think our office's hope as you go through this process is that you learn even more about your child, and more importantly, your child learns more about themselves as they are reflective and sharing of themselves with us. We really value the dignity of every child that steps through our door. And so none of this is meant to be judgmental or an indication of your child's ultimate life path. We think we're just trying to find a way to be an assistant, if you will, someone to go along with them on the journey if they would fit well in this environment. So, your time, once again, is meaningful to us, and we really appreciate the opportunity for us to get to know each other in both directions.
Very well said, Chris.
Well, thank you again so much for listening to our very first Parker podcast. As a quick reminder, you can go to www.francisparker.org. And if you'd like to click on our admissions page, we have a printable admissions calendar. So you can print it out and put it on your fridge. We also have calendars that you can sync to your phone. And we will also be sending you reminder emails about the upcoming events. So hopefully you don't miss out on anything. But if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to any of our team members, which you will also find on our admissions page. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.